I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, I really look forward to this time of year because we have such an incredible variety of beers come on the market that are a lot different than the usual quaff.
Yeah.
What's behind that?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, the brewers have for centuries really created special beers for the winter season, the holiday season. We've done a couple, and we've got some Winter Storm, and we've got some of this Knightswell Dark IPA that's floating around. I went through and sampled through a variety of other brewers just to sort of see what was going on. It was a lot of fun. The first thing I tried was a beer from Shiner in Texas, best known for their Shiner Bock. This is something called Holiday Cheer. It's a pretty good value. It's about $9 a six-pack. Now, this is a Dunkelweizen brewed with peaches and roasted pecans. I got to tell you, this was dark amber. The nose of peaches is really there, and the pecans are a little more on the subtle side. If you're interested in something which is kind of off the chosen path, this might be something to look at.
It sounds like it.
One of the ones that I have not been overly impressed with in the past that I thought was spectacular this year was from Sam Smith's. It's their Winter Welcomes, their 30th anniversary winter beer. 6% ABV, so it's not massive. This is classic English style with Fuggles and Golding hops. Great body and mouthfeel. It has that sort of classic English ale earthy characteristic.
Mm-hmm.
This was an exceptional beer. I really liked it. This sells in single bottles for about $4.99. Now, our friends in Pennsylvania Victory have something called Winter Cheers, and this is a hazy winter ale. It's a hazy, spicy Hefeweizen style, which means it's a wheat beer. So it's got some of those classic German wheat beer, sort of spicy, clovey flavors. But the variation here is they've added some sort of fairly bright citrus hops in the aromatics. So it's kind of really a strange bird. 6.7%. I liked it, but I just couldn't completely wrap my head around it just because the contrast between the hops and the Hefeweizen styles. One of the great ones for years has always been from Sierra Nevada. It's their Celebration Ale. This is the 2019 version. They call this a fresh hop IPA. It doesn't really come across to me like what I used to see as a fresh hop beer, which is wet hops, but 6% ABV, so it's big but not ridiculous.
It's not huge.
Classic Sierra Nevada, deep copper, bright floral hoppy nose with very firm bitterness and a rounded roasty malt middle. It's the bitterest of the bunch that I tasted, and if you like those big sort of brawny beers, this is going to fall into that category. Anchor Brewing Company in San Francisco, who was one of the earliest American brewers to start bringing out a holiday beer, have done another version of their Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday beer for 2019. They have for years done a lot of sort of spiced wassail style ales.
Right, yeah.
And they're beginning to get away from that. There's a slight spice on this, but this is mostly just sort of a classic brown ale with a subtle spicy finish and then a nice clean hop character. I'm thinking nice wedge of some good cheese and some crusty red, and you should be in a pretty good spot.
So it's not like a Christmas tree fruitcake anymore.
Well, there's some spruce characteristic, but it's not like the fruitcake thing that it used to be.
Right.
And then to wrap up, from Belgium, the St. Bernardus Christmas Ale. It's an Abbey Ale. It's $16 for a 750. This is awesome. Deep brown, velvety texture with fruity notes, long, lingering, spicy finish, layer upon layer. It's just awesome.
Sounds like dessert in a glass.
It really kind of is. Very fun.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.